there's no shortage of ideas for what we could build in our region from the seemingly reasonable...
The train now departing on the Tees Valley Metro is the 6:25 Moreton Palms to Teesside Park.
To the somewhat fanciful...
Flight now departing is the RUJ0K1NG from LAX to Peterlee International Airport.
At BBC Tees, we wanted to know what you wanted to see.
I'll build the stairway to paradise.
So I tweeted a question along the lines of, if George Osborne showed up here with a wheelbarrow full of banknotes, what would you build? And a politician got in touch. Lee Martin is a Conservative councillor away up in Sunderland, and he said this.
I'd settle for a motorway all the way up to Tyne and Wear.
Let's assume he's referring to the A19. What would it cost then to make it a motorway? Well, turning 12 miles of the A1 around Leaming into a motorway is going to cost £314 million. There's a 44-mile stretch of the A19 from Craythorne to the Tyne Tunnel, so our crude cost estimate is...
£1.2 billion, Sunshine!
But at least it's a rather rosier future for the A19 than the one David Arkley proposes. He says it funnels traffic right through the centre of Teesside, and that we should...
knock down the A19 flyover, build a ring road around Stockton and Middlesbrough, release all that development land.
Boom! And then build. But so much infrastructure speculation focuses on roads, rail and brand new international airports. So what about something more radical? Danny Guttridge tweets,
I'd do what Manchester City have done. Hashtag Aguero!
Now, assuming he doesn't mean the Chamber of Commerce should sign a leading Argentinian striker, perhaps it relates to the club's new training complex currently under construction. Michael Grocott was slightly less esoteric.
A centre of excellence for national sport.
That would need building, and it would bring people to the region, albeit super fit types who would do little for local pubs. But what would it cost? Well, the Football Association's St George Park complex cost around £110 million. Glasgow's Commonwealth Arena and Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome cost around £130 million. So our crude cost estimate for a combination of the two, somewhere perhaps on the outskirts of Trimden, is...
about 150 million quid, Gavner.
Now, those ideas are worthy, but maybe not that exciting. But this is... we need something that will create construction jobs when it's built, sustain jobs when it's open, and bring investment and visitors to the region. So let's ask George Osborne to fund Richard Stewart's idea.
Disneyland Teesside!
Children with candy floss.
It's ambitious and it ticks all the boxes, albeit slightly untidily because Mickey Mouse wears those big gloves and they're probably quite hard to write in. But what would it cost? Well, the new roller coaster, the Smiler at Alton Towers, cost £18 million. But apparently, you can pick up a second-hand waltzer for just 15 grand. You'd need about 30 rides at an average price of £9,007,500, plus land and a large number of goldfish, bowls and candy floss. So our crude cost estimate is...
£280 million. I'll even throw in a free go at the coconut shy.
Get the chequebook out, George. This one's a surefire winner.